I'm quitting Gods Unchained again. I really hoped I wouldn't have to ever make this video. I said I'd play Gods Unchained until the game died or until I died. And well, maybe a little bit of both happened. Maybe I shouldn't say things like that in the future. But in this video, I'm going to tell you why I quit Gods Unchained again after playing it and streaming it for months and getting really into it, building a huge collection of cards, selling all of them, quitting, taking a couple months off, and then coming back in hard and fast, streaming every day, buying 5,000 more in cards. Well, this is what happened. If you're thinking about playing Gods Unchained, if you're already playing, if you quit, I hope this is helpful for you. So if you're new to Gods Unchained, Gods Unchained is a Web3 customizable card game. It is a game where you can actually own the cards in the form of NFTs. It has the quality of the game, the amount of players, it's a lot of fun. That said, it wasn't a lot of fun at first. I thought when I first played, I'm like, yeah, that's okay. But I only played this originally because they sponsored me to play it and stream it on Twitch. And I'm grateful this is the best community I've ever had on Twitch. And the main reason I was drawn to play Gods Unchained is because I actually had viewers on Gods Unchained. If I streamed almost anything else, you can see I streamed Hades the other day. And, nobody watched. Like 6 average viewers streaming Hades. But I stream Gods Unchained and you get lots of people. So the best part to me about playing Gods Unchained as a streamer or a former streamer is people actually watched. And I really liked that aspect. And this is the main thing I didn't like. Is for me, I am a husband, I have 2 kids, which makes me a father, and this is what I do. Like, this is my career here, filming videos and streaming, and after 76 hours streaming Gods Unchained, I realized I don't have time to stream and make videos. I tried just streaming Gods Unchained single-handedly, without even hardly making any YouTube videos, but this amount of income is not going to cut it. So I tried doing some videos on my YouTube channels and streaming, but then this amount of time is not going to cut it. That's enough time for me to make probably close to 100 YouTube videos, because I can make about at least 2 videos an hour. This is enough time for me to make 100 YouTube videos, which is a video every other day. I have 6 different channels, so I could put videos up several times a week on 6 different channels, which easily makes me tens of thousands of dollars a month, and people watch much more than this on YouTube. So YouTube, one big reason I've quit Gods Unchained is because I have to make a choice. Either I put videos on these 6 YouTube channels, or I play Gods Unchained, but I just can't do both. And now we'll talk much more about the game Gods Unchained itself. So the next thing you're probably likely to ask is, well, why don't you just play Gods Unchained casually? You don't have to stream 76 hours on Gods Unchained in a month, which is 2.5 hours a day or so. Why don't you just play Gods Unchained for a couple hours in the weekend? People would still watch. Gods Unchained is not fun without a big collection of cards. So if I show you my Gods Unchained ImmutaScan here, I've traded, that's over 20,000 in volume on cards. And you see I lost 1,000 just in buy and sell volume, but really I lost almost 2,000 when you consider the card packs I bought. And then I really lost more than 4,000 or 5,000 playing Gods Unchained, because I also gave away 10 gods every time I won. And that is a big reason people were watching my stream on Gods Unchained. And what really sucks about Gods Unchained is if you don't have the good cards to make some of the best decks, then the game is really not fun. Let me pull up and show you my list of decks on Gods Unchained here. And it looks like the GU decks didn't pull my profile correctly, so I'll have to search by author. And here's what really sucks about Gods Unchained. This, to me, is not a game you want to play casually, because, I mean, look at, if you want to see the decks that are really fun to play with, I mean, look, this deck costs $2,400. And this deck works much better than most decks. Here's one of the cheaper decks that actually wins more often. You know, this is only $300, and the deck itself wins much more often on average. Now, I know there's budget decks, but if you really want to slay the budget decks, you often need several decks that cost several thousand dollars. This is not completely a pay-to-win game, but it is mostly a pay-to-win game. You take an $1,800 deck like this, you can really slay. And it's not fun. If you look at the player stats in the weekend ranked, you know, most of the time, whoever won the weekend ranked, most of the time they're using decks that are expensive to do that. Let me just look at some of the decks this person's playing. They were number one on the weekend ranked. $2,500 deck. $2,116 deck. If you want to be at the top in Gods Unchained, you really need to grind and play all the time and have a big card collection. And that brings me back to the question, well, why don't you just play casually? Well, because I don't want to sit on a several thousand dollar card collection to play casually. Do you know how many PlayStation and Xbox games I could buy just with the $1,000 I lost between the buy and sell volume, not to mention all the gas fees I paid to put the money on through IMX, all the fees I paid buying and then selling this crypto? And I also question, will Gods Unchained do well in the long term? Right now, Gods Unchained is a play-to-earn game. The first time I quit Gods Unchained, I woke up in the middle of the night at 4 a.m. after having put $10,000 into Gods Unchained between the cards and my gods for giveaway. At that time, when I bought the cards to the gods to give them away, the price was around 30 cents. And I managed to lose about $1,000 just holding on to gods as it went down to 20 cents. And now it's down to 17 cents. And I think we go straight down, maybe a pump here or there, but there's no reason for an investor to buy and hold Gods Unchained. On my Jerry Banfield crypto channel, I was just making a whole bunch of videos to do anything to get views, basically, like most crypto YouTubers are doing, constantly going out there and talking about how great all these altcoins are. And the sad thing is, it was working. I grew a channel from zero to 13,000 subs, making more than $10,000 in just a few months from zero. And I've had a change there too, as I realize, well, if I looked at the data, I've learned, I've been in crypto 9 years. Most cryptos suck. Most cryptos lose in the long term. The average return of the top 2,000 cryptos 5 years ago to today is minus 56%. That includes all the 100Xs, the 1,000Xs, and it does not include those that went completely to zero. So I've been maturing in what kind of crypto videos I'm delivering. And the more I've matured in my crypto videos and investing, Gods Unchained is totally unsustainable. The play to earn, it may have a little pump at some point, but the more the play to earn, the more people play the game and the more the price goes up, the more inevitable sell pressure there is as the tokens are handed out. There's no way this works out in the long term. And while the game pretty much has just lost players ever since it has came out. It hit a peak of like 50,000 players a day, and then it's been pretty much just going down like the price. The lower the price goes, the less lucrative the play to earn is. Now, while I love the game itself is fun, but I don't want to play a customizable card game. If I'm not playing all the time, if I'm not streaming, I don't want to play a competitive card game where you need thousands of dollars of cards just to have a better than average chance of winning. I prefer to just play something like Hades or Hogwarts Legacy, but the viewers don't want to watch that. So I'd rather even not live stream. If I'm going to play games, this is not the kind of game I just want to play for fun off stream. Let's look at another thing here. On Gods Unchained, the team said they don't pay attention to the market prices of the cards. And this is a problem if you are one of the people like me who got all the thousands and thousands of dollars of cards. The Gods Unchained team is inevitably linked to or driven towards making a profit by selling card packs. That's where they get to keep all the money when they sell the card packs. And therefore, they're always going to want to release cards that dump on the old cards. I mean, this is not a surprise with things like Magic the Gathering, how they rotate sets out. Customizable card games universally want to sell cards. So with Gods Unchained, like, look at what's happened with Demogorgon the last 3 months. They released this new card set, and Demogorgon for quite a while was consistently, no matter what the ETH price was, hovering around $400 or $500. But then they released this new card set where they put something very cheap in it. Instead of Demogorgon, you can now use a card. What is the name of that thing? Ember Oni. Ember, so now they've put this 7 drop that has Leech, Burn 2, and it deals 2 damage when it comes out and gives Burn 2. So they released this card in the new set, which in some situations is actually better than Demogorgon, because if your opponent has a really wide board, you can draw and you've got some cards out. You can heal as much as 12 off of hitting your opponent's creatures. Then you can even heal off your own creatures, whereas Demogorgon is going to heal a maximum of 3 the turn it comes out, and a maximum of, well, the next turn it could go off pretty well. But with this one, it works just as well as Demogorgon in most in a lot of situations. You can even knock things like Protected off. You can this card really slays and is effective, and the card's $1.68. And this is why the things like Demogorgon have just tanked in price since this cards came out. I mean, I'm lucky I sold this for 400 and something, because it's went straight down into the 300s. So with Gods Unchained, you really can't, you're inevitably going to get destroyed in the Gods token. You can't hold on to cards over the long term because they have too much incentive to just put out a card that does the same thing and kills the value of the older cards. And at the same time, though, in the short term, you do need the cards to have the best decks. So to me, this is a very expensive game. If you really want to play and enjoy this game, it does cost a lot of money. Way more. Like, enough to buy a PlayStation and Xbox Series X, have Game Pass, and to have PlayStation Plus. You probably, for all I've put in, I could afford to have bought another gaming PC as well. This game is way too expensive, and it's not good from an investment point of view. And I was motivated to make this video today after Timothy Meadows, who goes by Bird Engineer in the Gods Unchained community, he just said that he's quitting Gods Unchained as well. And I realized, wow, I've been avoiding making this video because I didn't want to make this video. I didn't want to talk about it. At the same time, it's important to be flexible in life. I said I'd never quit Gods Unchained again until the game died or until I died, and it looks like the game is dying to me. The game is not growing. That's a fact. If you look at the player numbers just keep going down. The game is not growing. In fact, there's a lot of people who appear to be using multiple accounts. The player numbers probably inflated a bit. So, Timothy, in his post, talked about how he's started playing a lot less games a day, and here's the key thing in here. He can no longer ignore my growing and disenchantment with the game developers. Over time, I've become increasingly doubtful about their decisions regarding the game's direction and their actual ability to create a sustainable product. And that's, I feel the exact same way. I don't see that this is going in a good direction. And to me, Gods Unchained, unfortunately, is either an all-in or an all-out game. Finally, one of the things I really liked about Gods Unchained is the promise of a game, you know, a game that pays to play, that true ownership by the players. So it says on the site, true ownership for players. But this is not really true ownership for players in the sense that when I buy a card, they can change the card. as they made some big changes to the cards. And for example, they buffed up a card called Firewall, and the price of that went through the roof. They nerfed a card that was hundreds of dollars called Magic Missile Launcher. That thing tanked $150 almost overnight. And the game is very centralized. There's a small group of people who make all the decisions for the game. And there's, you've got things like Internet Computer Protocol, where you could make a game like this that's fully on-chain that the players actually control, where the players decide the rules, the players can make different versions of it. This is basically a Web 2.5, a Web 2.5 game. Like, this is some true ownership, but it's still extremely centralized. It's not really a game just by the players. What's cool to see is that there are some games coming out, and there's going to be a lot more of these, where the game is created in a way that the players actually do control the game, where the thing, it can be voted on and controlled directly by a DAO, where everything that happens is on chain. Right now in Gods Unchained, there's very little that actually happens on chain, because most of it happens with the game client, which is not on chain, and a bunch of the cards, all the ones that are plain quality, are not on chain either. I'd like to see a game that's completely designed on chain, and where you do have more true ownership for the players. That may be difficult to deliver, but somebody's going to do it. And while I've loved Gods Unchained, in the past 30 days, I've played 195 games of Gods Unchained. I find that without all the nice cards and without people watching, I don't really want to play Gods Unchained. Wait, this is not my, that's not even my profile. I have 67 wins in the past 30 days. And the last game I played was off stream with a $200 Hidden Rush deck. And I just don't have the desire to play Gods Unchained off stream. And to me, that says I shouldn't play the game at all. Like Hogwarts Legacy, I play that thing off stream. So I really appreciate you being here. If you'd like to stay connected, would love for you to follow Jerry Banfield Gaming, subscribe on YouTube. You can go to my Linktree and see all my different everything at Linktree, link.trs.ee/Jerry Banfield. And I'd love to stay connected with you. I love the Gods Unchained community, but we really, this game is not here to stay. The game is dying. I love you each, and I will be continuing to create some more videos on Jerry Banfield Gaming for you.